This is the Indiana Soccer Network Around the State Daily Update. Here's your host, Dustin Fuller.
Good Tuesday and welcome to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. I'm Dustin Fuller. And let's dive in, starting with high school girls soccer action.
High school girls.
Portage improved to 2-2 on the season with a 10-1 victory over Merivale. For Portage, they had a 5-goal-2-assist performance from Mally Kennedy. Olivia Gonzalez had a pair of goals and an assist. Additional goals for the Indians came from Isabella Deval Howe, as well as Melanie Warren and Chloe Avina. Wheeler downriver 4 is 15-0 for Wheeler. 11 players scored in the effort. Sophomores Natalie Lovingwood, Bella Gutwine, and Avery Konopak, as well as Emily Laba. They scored a pair of goals in the win. Other goals scorers for the Bearcats include Shayla Kedewing, Lauren Benefit, Mackenzie Campbell, Kiki Sanchez, as well as Tatiana Otano, Haley Lovingood, and Taylor Bozanowski. Vincennes Lincoln downs Bloomfield 11-0. Jalen Riggs scores a hat-trick for the Lady Atlases. Olivia Grogan and Briley Quinette each had a pair of goals. Cruz Becker, Sophie Cleghorn, Hattie Sherfield, and Brindley Catt each added a goal. Lincoln now 2-0 on the season. Bloomfield slips to 0-2. Lawrenceburg shuts out Oldenburg Academy 2-0, improving to 3-0 on the season. For the Tigers, Ava Merkel and Ashley Hammerell each found the back of the net. The Twisters, with the defeat, fell to 2-3 on the season. Pike Central improves to 2-1 after a 7-1 victory over Evansville Bossy. For the Chargers, Avery Osserud and Addie Lamont each scored a pair of goals for Pike Central. Additional goals came from Alyssa McCutcheon and Trinity Lamond. Bossy, with the loss, slips to 0-1. A battle of really good teams up in the Fort Wayne area. Fort Wayne Black Hawk Christian shuts out East Noble 1-0. For the Braves, their lone goal came off the foot of Shalom Oplinger. Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian is now 4-1, while East Noble, with the defeat, falls to 3-1 on the season. Checking other finals in girls' high school action from Tuesday, it was Boone Grove over Morgan Township 8-2. Huntington North over Tippecanoe Valley 9-0. Cecina Memorial of Indianapolis over Crispus Attucks, that final score 7-0. Harrison of West Lafayette over Benton Central 5-0. It was Evansville North over Evansville Rights 2-1. Fort Wayne Northside over Fort Wayne Wayne 2-1. University over Indianapolis Shortridge 4-2. Woodland over Garrett 4-0. Hobart over Ileana Christian 3-0. Lakewood Park Christian defeats Heritage 3-0. LaPel over Muncie Burris 9-0. Newcastle over Wapahani 3-1. West Noble over Angola 4-1. Argos and LaVille play to a 0-0 draw. Shaw Memorial all over Rising Sun 7-0. Elkhart Christian Academy over Jimtown 3-0. Bar Reeve all over South Vermilion 16-1. Twin Lakes over North White 7-3. West Lafayette and Tipton play to a 1-1 draw. Providence holds off Forest Park 5-4 in a battle in Southern Indiana. Taylor falling to Rossville. It was Rossville 7, Taylor 6. Manchester over Wawasee 6-2. Rochester over Wabash 5-2. Brown County over Washington Catholic 8-0. Western Boone defeats Cascade 3-1. New Albany blanks North Harrison 11-0. DeKalb over Lakeland 6-1. Jasper shuts out Evansville Harrison 8-0. Floyd Central over Bedford North Lawrence 9-1. Penn over Concord 9-0. South Bend St. Joseph and Goshen play to a 0-0 draw. Northwestern over Maconaqua 5-1. Highland over Hammond Central 8-0. Castle shuts out Gibson Southern 4-0. Fort Wayne Northrop doubles up Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran 4-2. Munster over Lowell 4-3. Knightstown over Centerville 2-1. Warsaw over Plymouth 8-0. Mishawaka Marion shuts out Northridge 2-0. Batesville all over Connersville 9-0. Brebeuf Jesuit shuts out Indianapolis Bishop Chittard 1-0. Southridge over Tell City 4-1. Fort Wayne Southside over Fort Wayne Snyder 1-1 in PKs. It was Evansville Modern Day over Evansville Memorial 2-1. Belmont and Bishop Dwinger played to a 2-2 draw. And Union County over Rushville 2-1.
High school boys.
Avon and Noblesville played to a 2-2 draw on Tuesday for the Orioles. Goals were scored by Cooper Bailey and Arif Shamersedin. For Noblesville, their goals came from Ben Hewitt and Chase Musgrove. Avon now 3-0-2 on the season, while Noblesville is 2-0-1. Castle improves to 4-0 on the season, a 2-1 victory over Evansville Harrison. Leo Van Hoy and KB McAllister scored the goals for the Knights. For Harrison, Dean Underwood scored the lone goal for the Warriors. Evansville Harrison with the defeat slips to 0-1. Evansville Harrison improves to 3-0-1 on the season with a 7-0 victory over Evansville Rights. For the Huskies, junior Gavin Vignolo scored 5 goals in the win. Marvin Freeman and Bennett Hurst also added goals in the win for North. Rights with the loss slips to 1-3. Goshen improves to 4-0 on the season with a 1-0 win over Carroll of Fort Wayne. Lone Red Hot goal came from Brandon Alvarez Ramos. Carroll with the defeat slips to 1-2. Park Tudor defeats Hamilton Heights 2-1. For Park Tudor, Miles Doobie scored both goals for the Panthers. As Park Tudor now 3-0-1 on the season, Hamilton Heights falls to 1-2. Tell City gives Southridge their first loss of the season as the Marksmen get past the Raiders 5-4. For Tell City, David Randall scored 3 goals in the win. Single goals came from the Marksmen's Parker Joyle and Zayden Tribble. Tell City now 2-1. Southridge slips to 4-1. Evansville Memorial shuts out Evansville Modern Day in a battle of Evansville Diocese Schools 4-0. For the Tigers, goals came from Ben Eaton, Julian Tass, Damon Havel, and Kylan Lowry. Memorial 4-1 on the season, while Modern Day with the loss slips to 2-1. Other boys high school action that took place on Tuesday. It was Covenant Christian over Bishop Chittard 2-0. Wapahani over Daleville 7-1. Union City over Seton Catholic 7-3. Niles over Mishawaka 6-1. Rensselaer Central and DeMont Christian play to a 0-0 draw. Centerville gets past Knightstown 3-2. Northwestern over Maconaqua 2-1. Heritage Hills over Forest Park 2-1. Bar Reeve clean sheets Vincent Zervey in Blue Chip Conference action 1-0. LaVille over Rochester 2-0. Rushville over Union County 3-2. Martinsville gets past Shelbyville 3-2. Western Boone over Rossville 10-1. Phelan Leadership Academy over Greenwood Christian Academy 4-2. Anderson Prep Academy over Blackford 9-1. Greensburg over Franklin County 5-1. Liberty Christian over Alexandria Monroe 6-1. Central Noble blanks Prairie Heights 5-0. Hauser over Jackson Dell 4-1. Cecina over Indian Creek 6-1. North Putnam over North Montgomery 3-0. Lakeland Christian Academy over Lakewood Park Christian 3-1. Cascade over Monrovia 9-3. Bethesda Christian shuts out University 3-0. Woodlawn over Garrett 7-1. Bloomington South shuts out Bedford North Lawrence 6-0. Indy Warriors FC Homeschool over Suburban Christian 3-0. Oak Hill over Eastbrook 2-1. Concord over Westview 4-2. Madison shuts out Scottsburg 6-0. Charlestown over Corydon Central 6-1. Greenwood blanks Franklin Community 2-0. Greencastle over Crawfordsville 3-0. Beech Grove shuts out Lighthouse Christian Academy 1-0. Arsenal Tech and Shortridge play to a 0-0 draw. Anderson and Yorktown also a 0-0 draw. Edgewood all over Mitchell 11-0. Cardinal Ritter over Providence Cristo Rey 3-0. Griffith and Boone Grove play to a 1-1 draw. Bethany Christian over Wawasee 2-1. DeKalb over Lakeland 2-1. Whiteland over New Palestine 2-1. Perry Meridian over Mooresville 3-2. Penn gets past South Bend St. Joseph 2-1. Hamilton Southeastern over Brownsburg 3-1. Mount Vernon of Fortville over Delta 2-0. West Noble defeats Angola 6-1. Pendleton Heights defeats Muncie Central 1-0. Columbus North over New Albany 2-0. Fort Wayne Canterbury falling to Fort Wayne Wayne. It was Fort Wayne Wayne 4 and Canterbury 2. Silver Creek over Seymour 3-1. Mishawaka Marion over South Bend Riley 9-1. Warren Central and Pike play to a 1-1 draw. Hammond Bishop Knoll all over East Chicago Central 9-0. East Central over Connersville 3-1. Homestead over Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran 3-1. Jay County blanks Newcastle 5-0. Park Tudor over Hamilton Heights 2-1. South Bend Adams over Elkhart 2-1. Goshen over Carroll 1-0. Plainfield over Terre Haute South 7-0. North Central of Indianapolis and Lawrence North play to a 1-1 draw. Argos over Elkhart Christian 1-0. It was Zionsville over Fishers 2-1. Fort Wayne Southside over Fort Wayne Snyder 6-0. Roncalli over Brebeuf Jesuit. Actually, check that. Brebeuf Jesuit wins in PKs over Roncalli. It was Westfield and Franklin Central playing to a 1-1 draw. West Lafayette shuts out Logansport 4-0. LaPelle over Elwood 6-2. Ben Davis over Lawrence Central 1-0. And Eastern of Kentucky over Jeffersonville 3-2. We will have more on what's going on today on the pitch after this on the Indiana Soccer Network. Are you looking for a career where every day is different? Ilan Media is looking for an outgoing, motivated marketing representative to help local businesses grow through radio, digital marketing, social media, podcasts, and more. If you enjoy meeting with people, building relationships, and making a difference in your community, we want to hear from you. Email me, dustin.fuller@myilanmedia.com. If you've got sales or marketing experience, that's a plus, but we're willing to train you as well. Ilan Media and Entertainment is an equal opportunity employer. Welcome back to the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Update. The new polls are out for boys and girls high school soccer. Starting off with the girls polls in Class 3A. Hamilton Southeastern, the top school in 3A, with Homestead second, Carmel third, Center Grove fourth, Westfield fifth, Cathedral sixth, Noblesville seventh, Zionsville eighth, Crown Point ninth, Lawrenceburg is 10th. Bloomington South 11th, Penn 12th, East Central 13th, Castle is 14th in the poll this week, Lawrence North at 15th, Columbus North at 16th, Northridge is 17th, Brownsburg 18th, Mishawaka Marion 19th, and Evansville North and Avon tied for 20th. In the Class 2A girls poll, Evans Memorial is number one with Park Tudor second. South Bend St. Joseph third. Fort Wayne Bishop Dwinger fourth. Brebeuf Jesuit fifth. Guerin Catholic is actually Bishop Chittard is sixth. Guerin Catholic seventh. Belmont eighth. Heritage Christian ninth. Evansville Modern Day rounds out the top 10. And 11 through 20, it's Tri-West, Batesville, Heritage Hills, Washington, Madison, Leo, West Lafayette, Delta, Gibson Southern, and Kankakee Valley. In Class 1A, Oldenburg Academy number 1, followed by Elkhart Christian at 2, Westview at 3, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian 4th, Providence 5th, Evansville Christian 6th, Switzerland County 7th, Forest Park 8th, LaPel 9th, and Bremen is 10th. 11 through 20 include Bremen, Oak Hill make that, Trinity Academy, Monrovia, Covington, Triton Central, White River Valley, Sheridan, Lakewood Park Christian, Shaw Memorial, and South Knox. On to the boys' poll. In Class 3A, Goshen number 1, followed by Brownsburg, Hamilton Southeastern, Noblesville, Evansville Memorial, Carmel, Fort Wayne Carroll, Penn, Harrison of West Lafayette, and Bloomington South at 10th. Castle 11th, followed by Valparaiso, Concord, Fishers, Zionsville, Lawrence Central, Homestead, Evansville North, Elkhart, and Lake Central. In Class 2A, Guerin Catholic number 1 this week, with Hammond Bishop Knoll 7th, or 2nd, excuse me, Mishawaka Marion 3rd, Park Tudor 4th, Ileana Christian 5th, Covenant Christian of Indianapolis 6th, Bishop Lures of Fort Wayne 7th, Leo 8th, Speedway 9th, and Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran 10th. Starting at 11th, it's Heritage Hills, followed by Indianapolis Bishop Chittard, Indianapolis Cardinal Ritter, Hanover Central, Brebeuf Jesuit, South Bend St. Joseph, Washington, Charlestown, Bremen, and Southridge. In Class 1A, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian at the top spot, followed by Faith Christian, Greenwood Christian, Shaw Memorial, and Cecina in the top 5. Westview is 6th, Northeast Dubois 7th, Oldenburg Academy 8th, Forest Park 9th, and White River Valley 10th. Fort Wayne Canterbury is 11th, Southwestern Shelby 12th, Argos 13th, Southwestern of Hanover 14th, Tell City 15th, South Knox slips to 16th, University 17th, Trinity at 18th, Christian Academy of Indiana 19th, and Bethesda Christian rounding out the poll in 20th. At the college men's level, polls for the week. Stanford number 1 in men's soccer with San Diego as 2nd. The first Indiana school on that list is IU. They went from 22nd to 14th, moving up 8 spots in the poll. In the Women's United Soccer Coaches poll, Notre Dame falls 17 spots, going from 8th all the way to 25th in this week's poll. Stanford is number 1 with Duke number 2. Time now to take a look at the fixtures in high school soccer, starting off of the girls' side. Westville is at Hammond Central. Tipton at Tri-Central. Evansville Christian, 2-0-1 of the season, getting ready to take on 2-0 South Knox. Pretty good matchup there. It is Monrovia at Indian Creek. Eastern at Peru. Northview of West Vigo. Hamilton Heights at Western. Crawfordsville at Frankfort. Knightstown, Providence, Cristo Rey. New Palestine's at Shelbyville. Boonville at South Spencer. Lawrenceburg at Switzerland County. Decatur Central Franklin Community. Southwestern at Rock Creek Academy. New Prairie at South Bend, Washington. Lafayette Central Catholic at McCutcheon. Speedway at Greenwood. Mooresville at Terre Haute South. Oak Hill at Blackford. Charlestown at New Albany. Beech Grove at Triton Central. Bloomington North at Whiteland. South Bend Riley at Hauser. Culver Community at Bremen. Columbia City at Fort Wayne Northrop, Plainfield at Martinsville, Columbus East at Columbus North, the Battle of Columbus, and that one tonight, Owen Valley at Sullivan, Roncalli at Cathedral, Leo at Norwell, Mount Vernon of Fortville at Guerin Catholic, Yorktown at Greenfield Central, Pike at North Central of Indianapolis, Brownsburg at Hamilton Southeastern, Bethesda Christian at Park Tudor, South Bend Adams at Elkhart, Fishers at Zionsville, Warren Central at Lawrence North, Avon at Noblesville, and Franklin Central is at Westfield. And boys soccer action, South Spencer is at Boonville, Valparaiso at LaPorte, South Ripley at Shaw Memorial, Portage at Miraville, Lake Central at Crown Point, Michigan City at Chesterton, Mount Carmel of Illinois is at Princeton, Eastern Green at Bloomfield, Battle of Green County Schools there, Crystal House in action at 5:30 this evening, Henryville is at Austin, Western is at Tipton, Owen Valley at Sullivan, South Dearborn at Jennings County, Clarksville at North Harrison, Purdue Broad Ripple at Purdue Polytechnic, Shoals at South Knox in a Blue Chip Conference matchup, Fort Wayne Bishop Lures at Woodland, Munster at Lowell, Andrean at Hanover Central, Northview at West Vigo, Norwell at Leo, Hobart at Ileana Christian, Highland at Kankakee Valley, River Forest at Westville, Washington at Pike Central, Floyd Central at Providence, West Lafayette at Twin Lakes, and Evansville Modern Day visit South Knox. Taking a look at men's college soccer for tonight, we start Marion University crossing the state line into Kentucky to take on Brescia University, as Marion enters the matchup looking to bounce back after a high-scoring loss over the weekend. Knights opened the season with a 1-0 victory over St. Francis of Illinois before falling 5-3 at Lawrence Tech on Saturday. Marion 1-1 on the season heading into the matchup. And after allowing 5 goals last time out, the defensive performance will certainly be something to watch. Knights will also be looking to rediscover the form that earned a clean sheet on opening night. Marion at Brescia, 5 o'clock this afternoon at Brescia. At 5 this evening, IU Columbus begins their regular season welcoming Governor State to the Circle K Fieldhouse at Nexus Park. IU Columbus had a preseason matchup with Thomas More earlier this month, but this is the first one that truly counts. So it's opening day in Columbus, and then it's another Indiana matchup waiting for the Crimson Pride this weekend, as after today's opener, IU Columbus will travel to Indianapolis to face Marion. Governor State at IU Columbus, 5 o'clock this afternoon at Nexus Park at Columbus. The NCAA Division I schedule quiet today on the Indiana side, but that will definitely change tomorrow night. Big matchup in Bloomington is IU hosting Butler, as the Hoosiers 2-0 after the opening season 3-1 victory over Notre Dame and a 3-0 win over Evansville. So that is just a slight look at what's going on tomorrow night in college soccer, IU and Butler. Moving on to women's college soccer. We will start in Huntington, where it's an all-Indiana matchup this afternoon. IU South Bend will visit Huntington at 5. The Titans are looking for their first win after opening the regular season with a 2-1 loss to Bethel on Saturday night. IU South Bend gets another Crossroads League opponent, and this time it's Huntington on the road. For the Foresters, it's an opportunity to protect their home pitch against an in-state opponent. IU South Bend at Huntington is at 5 this evening. At 6 o'clock, Marion visits Rose Holman at Terre Haute. It is listed, however, on Rose's schedule as a scrimmage, as that matchup set for 6 in Terre Haute. At 6:30 tonight, Indiana visits Xavier in the women's soccer ranks. The Hoosiers opened up with victories over Hampton and Youngstown State before playing Bellarmine to a 1-1 draw on Friday. The Hoosiers 2-0-1 of the season, heading into the action against Xavier. And Xavier will be a pretty strong matchup as they're out of the Big East. It is IU and Xavier, 6:30 tonight in Cincinnati. At 7 this evening, another all-Indiana matchup. This is Indiana Tech taking on Grace College in Winona Lake. Grace College coming in number 12 this week in the NAIA poll. For Grace tonight, their home opener, and expectations are extremely high for the Lancers. Grace coming off a historic 2025 campaign in which Lancers set program records in goals, assists, and points. They outscored their opponents 83-9, won the Crossroads League tournament for the first time in program history, and advanced to the NAIA round of 16. And most of that firepower is back, as 88% of its scoring from last season has returned, including NAIA All-American Cassidy Felger and Nora Pollock. Indiana Tech heading to Winona Lake to take on a much different result than opening day, they hope, as the Warriors fell 3-0 to Judson Saturday. Goalkeeper Madison Strain made 9 saves in that loss, as Indiana Tech and Never 12 Grace College play at 7 at First Source Field in Winona Lake. At 7:30 tonight, the Crimson Pride will welcome Georgetown College of Kentucky to next Spark. IU Columbus couldn't have asked for a much better beginning to their regular season as they opened Saturday with a 3-0 win over Ohio Christian. Now they try to make it 2 straight on their home pitch. Georgetown College at IU Columbus, 7:30 at Nexus Park at Circle K Fieldhouse. As that is a look at high school and college soccer for this Wednesday, I'm Dustin Fuller saying thank you for joining us. We'll have another recap for you tomorrow on the Indiana Soccer Network Daily Recap.
Join us Monday through Saturday for daily updates on what's going on throughout the state of Indiana on the pitch. This is Indiana Soccer Network.